what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to continue the high school football conversations. Yesterday, we talked Emory High School with Coach John Famalo. Today, we'll flip. We'll talk Carbon High School football with first-year head coach Phil Howa. Coach Howa was named to the head spot back in April, and now that we are off and rolling with some of the summer workouts, he's kind enough to join us in the studio right now. Coach, a pleasure to get you back in. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Definitely, Coach. I know it's been a couple of months since you and I have talked, but now you have an opportunity to finally get your feet wet with the program. I know the restrictions have kind of lifted a little bit, and so now it's full head of steam for your first year at Carbon High School.
Well, Not quite full head of steam, but we are starting to work on things that I feel are important. We're in the weight room a couple of times a week. Kids are wiping down machines before they get on them. We're meeting with kids and going over fundamentals Tuesdays and Thursdays. I do open up the weight room 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning for weight training, and then 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the evening. So we have two separate lifting programs, help kids that are working, different schedules, that type of stuff. So I'm kind of trying to take the excuse of not weightlifting away from them, because it doesn't fit their schedule.
Well, as far as participation, and I know throughout the late spring, I mean, it was really, really hard to kind of gauge participation because you guys couldn't do anything with the pandemic. So how happy are you with the level of participation you've seen from the kids at Carbon?
Oh, you know, I'm exhilarated. It's awesome to see the amount of kids we're getting regularly. We're about between 45 and 60 kids, and different times, different ways. Baseball picked up once we went yellow. So that kind of took some of the kids away that convinced me to get started early. But you know what? The attitudes are good. Coaches are excited. Coaches love the attitudes they're seeing on the field. We're getting kids some reps. We're getting kids to catch the ball, catch pitches, and linemen taking steps. We're just working on basic fundamentals and getting them together as a team. I mean, we're getting about an average of 45 kids on Tuesdays and Thursdays for a fundamental practice.
For June, that's fantastic.
They said they've never seen it. Our weight room is another story also. We have we had 35 kids in the morning, another 15 in the evening, so there's 50 kids in the weight room on one given day. Average is probably 20 morning, 20 afternoon. So we're averaging 40 kids in the weight room. Some kids have their own training going on, and I told them, as long as you're training, you don't have to train my way. But, you know, they're doing the fierce training at this places out there that are available. Look good. The kids look good. They look strong. I'm impressed by the strength we have. I think we have 15 solid linemen, and that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, Coach, the last time we had talked to you, you had just recently been named head coach, and so I know the idea of talking about the coaching staff was something that we couldn't really get into, but now that we are here in June, obviously you have your coaching staff in place. I'm sure that was a fun process, right, for you to kind of put the vision together, talk to the guys that you wanted to help you, because the old saying goes, and you can tell me if it's true, a head coach is only as good as the assistants that he has around him.
100%. Yep. My main focus is to get them to buy in, let them know that I'm not the prima donna. I'm not the one that has to call all the shots. We are staff. We are a team, just like we're asking two separate teams to come together from Mont Harmon and Helper and become one. We as individuals have to come together as a staff and become one and treat our kids the same and treat them with dignity and respect and show them we care.
As far as the group of coaches, I've always thought that it's important that the kids see that the coaches are on the same page, right? Because kids can, I mean, they can dissect. Kids are able to recognize, hey, there's a divide within the coaching staff, right? And that can divide a team. And so do you feel comfortable with the group of guys? I mean, do you all get along real well?
I think we're good. I feel like I have backup. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to war and I have someone that's guarding my back, and they've got my back. And I've told them, if you don't agree, let's talk. I said, if you have suggestions, suggest. I said, nobody knows everything. And I says, you might see something that just is unbelievable and could change the whole course of a game. We have to be willing to share what we know and listen to what other people know and put it to work together to become successful.
Coach, we'll talk about what the summer months are going to bring. I know that the Utah High School Activities Association has lifted that July 4th moratorium, which that's a little bit different than what we've seen in the past. So as we inch a little bit closer to July, do you guys have anything planned? Anything that will give the kids an opportunity to compete against another team, or is it more, let's focus on what we do?
Well, we had an opportunity to go to a 7-on-7 this weekend, and I didn't feel like we had covered enough to represent ourselves well. I'm not going to put kids out there that aren't ready to go compete. I have a few kids going to Utah camp, which were some of my older kids, my senior kids, who would be, you would count on in the 7-on-7. So we asked the coach to remember us for next year, and once things are in set, we'll be more ready or better ready to accept that invitation. I talked to Emory's coach. He's willing to do something in middle of July. Asked me personally if I could come and scrimmage him. We're allowed to scrimmage one time during the off season, and so I agreed to that. I thought we could be ready at least enough to have an offense and a defensive setup to kind of challenge ourselves, see what we do as a team. I'm excited for that. I think the kids are. It gives them hope. Gives them something to look forward to. My big concern is getting them starting too hard and then fizzling out too early. So I'm trying to back off. I'm trying to hold the reins. Okay, I'm not trying to let them have all the rein and take off on me. They want to do this. They want to do that. And I said, it's coming. We'll get there. I promise you. I said, we'll do 7-on-7 next week. I promise. You know, they want to play. That's what kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'm trying to teach them how to play with proper fundamentals, just on routes, working on passing. I got a Brandon Wilson, one of my quarterback coaches, a great quarterback for me back in the day, and he knows my offense. He's come in and he's going to fine-tune stuff for me, you know, and that's good. That's something I could do, but I'm going to be used better somewhere else. Linemen are understanding what their positions are. Like I said, receivers are running great patterns. Running backs are understanding position steps to get them to the place where we need them to get. There's a lot to football that people don't really realize. And the bottom line is fundamentals win games. And right now I am emphasizing fundamentals throughout offense and defense. So.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Phil Howa, the Carbon Dino football team. Coach, you look at the calendar, and we're already at the end of June. And so just looking ahead, less than 2 months away from the first game, it's amazing how fast time literally flies. But when I throw that out there, August 14th, that's the season opener. It's really not that far off. And so in your mind, are you where you wanted this team to be at this particular this time? Are you behind, ahead?
I don't think any coach is mm-hmm. where they want to be. I mean... I don't want my kids to be behind because they have a new coach. I have anxious coaches. They're seeing the schedule just like you are. I have faith in my coaches. I have faith in these kids. We'll get there. I said, once we are allowed to start practicing, July 27th is when we can officially suit up and go. We'll put the time in that it takes. I have a great group of kids right now, and I'm going to get better. I'm going to get more kids. I have about 80-plus kids signed up that said they would like to play. Now, I don't know if they're gone to parents' houses over summers. I mean, we just have a different culture nowadays, and kids aren't at our beck and call, and I don't want to own anybody. I don't want to own a child or make him choose between me and his family. I'm telling him, if you go on vacation, go. Come back. Be ready to catch up, you know. I went on a week to get away with my family so I could keep my family in the right. We have to realize that kids need to be kids. Family is important, and football is something we do because we love the game. And if we love the game and put enough time into it, we'll get there. And I'm sure we'll be ready. Can I guarantee you we'll win? I don't think any coach can guarantee a win.
No, no.
You know what? We're going to do our best. My kids will not quit. My coaching staff will not quit, and I will not quit. And that's all I can offer there.
I know you've been around for so long, be it as a teacher, be it as a coach. And you talk about, you know, no coach really is where they want to be. But with everything that went on during the spring months, how did you maneuver around that? I mean, that has to be difficult because, for one, you've been a helper for so long, so you know the lay of the land. But here you are switching schools, switching jobs, and you got to deal with a pandemic. How do you handle that?
You don't. Mm-hmm. You don't. My anxiety is sky high, and it's not with the coaching.
You look calm.
It's, you know what, the bottom, I have stuff at Helper that I have to move. I have no place to move it to Carbon High yet because they're in the middle of their, you know, getting stuff ready for this coming year. And so I'm kind of in limbo right now. I'm not a helper coach. I'm not a, officially I am, but unofficially I'm still feel like I'm kind of in between. Within the next 2 weeks, we're going to solve that problem. We're going to get out of Helper. We're going to move into Carbon somewhere. I'll find somewhere to land. Like I said, I have good people to help. If I have technology stuff, I have coaches that are willing to step up and do stuff that maybe I don't understand. Good support as far as Huddle. I don't know if you're aware of that. It's a play calling website that we can send out to different coaches and stuff like that. That's all new to me. So I have a lot of the coaches from last year working for me this year. I invited them to come, and they accepted the invitation. I offered them a wage. They said they're good. They're on board, willing to do whatever they have to do to make this a successful year. So I don't feel like I'm by myself. Maybe that's why I seem calm, because I know I have people behind me that'll step up and take some of the weight off my shoulders.
Well, Coach, it is great to get you in, and it's great to start talking Carbon High School football. I know here in the coming weeks we're going to have even more to talk about, especially as the off-season workouts continue to progress and move forward. Excuse me. Thank you again for taking out the time to join us today, and hopefully we'll catch up again real soon.
Yeah. Before we go, I'd just like to make sure we throw a shout-out that if you haven't made it to a workout or to a fundamentals training, the doors are open. They're going to be open till school starts. You know, like I said, I'm going to end with family's important, friends are important, but if you want to be a football player, that's important also. So you need to step up and put some time in. I don't want to own you, but I do think I can help you become a better ball player. So if you give us some time, we can maybe close the gap of uncertainty and make Carbon High football great.
That's the idea, right?
You betcha.
Coach, thank you again.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Again, that's Coach Phil Howe of the Carbon Dino football team taking out the time to join us on the show. We're going to break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move to the national side of things. We're going to talk Major League Baseball, but a different kind of conversation. We're going to bring in author Tom Wolfe. He's the author of the new book, The Called Shot, Babe Ruth, the Chicago Cubs, and the unforgettable Major League Baseball season of 1932. I think you'll enjoy this conversation. I know I'm looking forward to it, and we'll get to that in just a moment, right here on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios.